Hosting for the show is provided by mcprohosting.com. Experience the ultimate Minecraft server solution on our award-winning servers. Featuring quality service at bargain prices, get yours today at mcprohosting.com. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 30-day free trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft today and enjoy a free audiobook from over 100,000 selections.
Can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 155, recorded on October 25th, 2013.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Goud Boulderfist.
We got Goud here. Goud is in the house. He is the guest for today. And he is right here in the studio. We can reach over and touch him.
We can.
And his naughty.
Oh, yeah. Touch it.
And his floppy hat.
Oh, yes. Flop it.
Yes. And we
fantastic.
We started this off really excellently. We went to a Mexican restaurant and we got huge fishbowl margaritas. And we fed four of them to Goud.
I am lubricated.
And he's tipsy.
Yes.
So, so we've been having a good time, and we're excited to have you here. Now, what have we done that has sufficiently blackmailed you to the point where you've flown down here twice to come and see us?
I have absolutely no idea. I just love you guys so much that I feel like I should be here for the podcast. It doesn't feel right just to do it on a webcam or something.
It's more fun that way.
It is. And there's fishbowl margaritas.
There is.
So would you say the guests that don't fly down here for each show are slackers?
Right. They pretty much really don't even deserve to be on the show. Uh-huh. You're doing them a big favor and they should feel terrible.
Yeah. So if you want to be a Goud guest, fly down.
Yeah.
Right.
Brent will pick you up from the airport.
Yep.
Maybe a few minutes late, leave you standing in the cold. You know, it's cool.
I was trying to get you acclimated to the weather while you're here.
It's freezing in Huntsville, Alabama.
It is really cold. I'm ready for Orlando next week.
Yes, Orlando, the home of Minecon 2013.
Indeed. 14.
What year is it?
That is the year.
2013.
I had to check the date on the doc because it was wrong, too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it said October 18th. Did you not notice how smart I am? I said, that's not the date.
You're a smart man.
I am.
Even after all those margaritas.
Yes, yeah, that I fed
to
Goud.
That's impressive. Yeah.
So we got a great show today. We're going to talk about 172. That's hit the streets. We're going to talk about Minecon. We're going to talk about Minecraft. Some awesome stuff there. We're going to talk about some dead worker stuff. And in the end, you're going to leave the show just as inebriated as Goud Boulderfist.
That's a task.
And you know what else you might leave the show with?
What?
Some excellent stuff from ThinkGeek.
That's true.
Isn't that true?
Yeah. We're still running the, it's till the end of October. I guess we can go ahead and get through some of these. If you go to geek.deadworkers.com, you can get yourself some Halloween Minecraft goodness for costumes. Or heck, pick it up early for Christmas for presents and things like that. We got a page all worked up just for you with a bunch of cool Minecraft stuff. So just go to geek.deadworkers.com. One other new sponsorship. This is actually kind of cool because it's a real short thing. It's twofold. The first thing is basically it's kind of like Carbonite, if people know what that is. Nice backup service. We've got a deal with DrivePop. If you go to drivepop.com/deadworkers, until the 31st, they're running a deal where you can get a lifetime membership for the unlimited machines and everything for $100. Now, on top of that, they gave us a coupon. If you use the coupon DEAD, you can get 20% off that. Now, they have some other plans that are cheaper. But this is a lifetime thing. It's normally a yearly fee. So if you go now, you can basically get it for 20% off that for a lifetime. We'll continue running this for the next month with just the lifetime subscription, but not the 20% off. So go get that now if you're interested in some incredible backup services.
Cloud storage.
You explained this to me earlier today, and you said like their normal monthly or normal yearly is the same price as the lifetime now?
Yeah, this is just a limited deal they're doing for us that just for the month of, or the end of October and the month of November, you can actually get a lifetime subscription that is normally a yearly subscription.
So that's like a really good deal.
It's a really good deal. You could be paying that yearly or you could pay it once. And then it's gone. Like, we won't have that deal after November.
Yes.
And now you can even get it 20% off if you use the coupon by the 31st. So
basically you put all your porn on this backup thing and no one even knows about it, right?
That's right.
Yeah. For life. And that sounds like excellent.
Yeah. I'm sure I'll be looking at the same stuff.
Right?
20 years
I mean, the
from
good
now.
Stuff needs to be there for life.
So, and just to tell you, they have different plans. The unlimited plan, which is the $99 for life, is unlimited backup space, unthrottled bandwidth. That's a big one. They use military-grade encryption. You can back up local and external drives. And then you can stream your music and movies from your account. They have file versioning. Control panels, unlimited computer usage, and you can access from any device, iPad, Android. And so you'll never have to pay for a cloud backup again. And you have a 30-day no-hassle money-back guarantee. So over 10 years, you will save $749.
Whoa. All with the coupon code DENRO.
So be sure to go to drivepop.com/deadworkers. And it'll say at the top, offer for all dead workers, so you'll know you're on the right page. But, you know, we've been told we do too many ads, so maybe we should move on.
We should.
As long as you tie in the porn, people can understand. You got to speak in the right language.
Speaking of ads, we have a server sponsor. Brent, who is this?
Yeah.
The server sponsor is Enchilada Efric 59, who says... a survival Tekkit Classic 3.1.2 server with creative communities and more. You will also love our main city, a.k.a. the Spawn Village. For more info and to be whitelisted, go to enchiladacraft.webs.com. And don't forget, they also have mini games and crash courses to learn Tekkit for the noobs. So head on over to enchiladacraft.webs.com.
I bet they have gallon margaritas at Enchilada Craft.
I bet they do, too.
It sounds very Mexican.
That sounds delicious.
It does.
Get top shelf food?
Yeah, top shelf Enchilada Craft.
Sweet.
Totes cray hashtag what? Our journeys.
Is this all of our journeys?
Everybody's journey
Totes
right now.
Craft.
I journeyed through a margarita earlier.
So maybe we should hit up Good here, who you can find at twitter.com/GoodLP, or also on the YouTubes at Good Boulder Fist, or also on Twitch. You can do some more streaming.
Never again.
Never streaming again. So I won't give that info out. How was your week, Good?
What?
How was your week?
Oh,
what's
my
been
week?
Up to?
What? What's going on? Where are we at? No, my week's been hectic. It's been awesome and great and overwhelming. We did the Minecraft Marathon. Last weekend, which was 48 hours straight for Child's Play Charity.
Y'all raised like $20?
Yeah, it was probably about at least twice that, I think. You know, it was all in conjunction with Kurt's Farlander Bust. We raised a little over $118,000 in 48 hours.
Holy crap!
So, nice. Yeah, we probably bought some Xboxes or something for some kids. That's excellent. Really awesome. Again, that was in conjunction with Kurt's Farlander Bus. So if you're not familiar with that, check out Kurt J. Mack on the YouTubes. Been organizing the Minecon party. As if anyone doesn't know, on November the 1st, Minecrack will be having a awesome party at, if you haven't already got tickets, well, then you suck.
I heard it's not going to be that good anyway.
No, it's probably going to be lame.
I mean,
it's going to be
wait,
good.
Do I still have to go?
I think you have to be there.
Damn it.
We don't have gallon margaritas, though, so you might be disappointed.
That's all right. I'll bring in one of those Camelbacks.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really awesome. We've rented out a whole bowling alley. We've sold we sold 550 tickets-ish, and we gave the Minecon volunteers 210 tickets. We got people from Mojang that's going to be there. We got tons of other YouTubers going to be there. Our VIP list is like 200 people. It's going to be a blast, so I'm really looking forward to that.
There's an arcade there.
Yeah, arcade, bowling.
Is Street Fighter going to be there? Oh, I'm just kidding.
I was telling them earlier about Pyro and Paws. Street Fighter? Oh, and BTC. We need Street Fighter. I don't really want to go if there's no Street Fighter. But there's no Street Fighter. So it's really, the whole thing's really a bust at this point.
Yeah, totally.
There's no Street Fighter.
We'll get, we'll get Bitburner to bring his little Galaga machine.
Oh, there you go.
We'll set up an old SNES.
Yes.
Street Fighter.
Yes.
Mame.
We will recover the whole thing with some Street Fighter. Yeah, you guys are going to be there.
Yes.
Every person I've ever met on the YouTubes is pretty much going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be off the hook.
It is.
What does that mean?
It's
like
will not
when
be
you
on
leave
the
your
hook.
Phone off the hook and it goes, nah, 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 nah. It's like a rave, right? Like off the hook.
Right.
Mark IRL, are you going to be there? I bet he's going to be there.
He's supposed to be, but he might be busy. That's the thing that sucks is that he's got to be busy with the volunteers. So hopefully he'll be able to stop by.
He'll get out of it. We'll make sure he gets out of it.
Yeah.
Vaughn will be there. I see
OMG Chad will be there.
OMG Chad's going to be there. Yay! Michael says he's not going, though.
Because there's no Street Fighter, probably.
That's right. True. The Street Fighter pretty
that
much
guy.
Sealed the deal for Michael.
That guy.
Shoot. Maybe it was off the chain he'd be there.
Oh, that's
but
true.
But it's just off
right.
the hook.
Yeah, the hook, really.
We'll work on that, getting it off the chain.
Get it off all the things.
Speaking of off the chain, we did some building game this week, didn't we?
Yeah, me, you.
Yeah.
Aurelian, Chad, that's going to be there.
Yeah.
Old Man Willikers that's going to be there.
Yeah, yeah.
Who else was there?
Apparently not.
We weren't
Erica.
There.
That's weird.
No, you guys weren't invited. Weird. You're probably on the chain.
Yeah.
we're the chain gang.
That's right.
It's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
And then you did some other.
That's what off the chain is.
Huh.
You get out of prison and you're no longer on the chain gang, so you're off the chain.
Oh. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
No.
Let's just move
it's
on.
It's like a slab of meat. You, okay, yeah. Move on.
But I did record earlier with Brent.
That's right.
I did a series with
Direwolf. That's who else played.
Oh, yeah. Direwolf.
See how we broke Dire
Dwarf?
Out of
that. Direwolf?
Direwolf.
Direwolf 20.
Yeah.
2-0.
20.
That's the tequila talking.
Yep. 2-0.
But you had a game the night before with some other people, too.
Right. Yeah. The night before, I did a building game with, again, Aurelian, Captain Sparkle, Seth Bling, who I really love. I was just Skyping with him. He said I need to make sure I mention how much I love Seth Bling. So,
really?
Seth, this is for you.
Really? That's
my
where
friend.
It's going.
He was actually mentioning that earlier at dinner, how much he loves you.
Yeah.
He's dreamy.
Or no, that was before dinner. But he was mentioning
Have
it.
You seen his eyelashes? I mean, come on now, right? Right?
Oh, brother.
And on Minecraft, I built an Ender. I was a little bit sick a couple weeks ago and build an Ender. That's something I did in Minecraft. You guys weren't there for that.
I don't know.
It really kind of
what is an Ender?
It's in the end you build a farm away from everything so that the Enderman can just spawn and fall and you can punch them and then you get experience and
okay.
I'm pretty much a hero for Minecraft because I gave us this awesome XP farm to I'm kind of a big deal.
He's a hero. He's gonna save it tonight. He's a hero.
Oh, and Michael, we forgot about him.
Oh, was he in the thing? Was he there?
Yeah, he played with us, remember? Remember yourself?
I'm not saying that Eric and I would have remembered, but we would have.
It's kind of uncanny how forgettable he is.
I know, that guy. That guy. But at the same time, like, everybody saw his face and was like, oh, it's Michael.
Yeah, that's true. They did know who he was, and then they forgot immediately that he was even there.
Yeah, that's true. It's like he's invisible, but being
invisible.
But not.
Poor guy.
Poor Michael.
But yeah, I did a series with Brent, too. At Brent Copeland's name of the series. Earlier we recorded that. I helped him Halloween up his place. That will be on your channel when?
It'll be next week. Look for it on Tuesday for part of the Spooktacular. So it was awesome. You taught me some stuff, even.
Yeah, you know, it was my first chance to see 172. I updated Minecraft earlier today from my phone to 172, but I haven't actually got to play it yet. So I got to play it here with Brent. Got to see the new Mesa biomes.
Yeah.
And we gathered things that were orange and or black and made the
and
whole place
spooktacular.
Yeah, exactly. It was very
Halloween-y. That.
Yes.
That'd be a lot of fun we had there playing with all the zombies and stuff.
Yeah. If you miss it, you're pretty much, you know, not.
You're here. Not on the chain, or maybe you are on the chain. You're on the chain if you miss it.
Under the chain.
Which, speaking of, Master Golly figured this out. Off the chain, or out of control, originated from the start of a dogfight when the dogs are let off the chain to fight.
Oh.
So if you're here, you've now learned that, and that will never be useful.
Nice tidbit.
So we also played some, we were on an OMG Chad show this week.
Oh, yeah.
So we made, should we give away what we made?
Sure. Why not? Sure.
So we did a theater in his village, and it was a lot of fun and awesome.
Yeah.
He interviewed us, I think he said the episode's going to be out this week sometime, right?
Yep.
Yeah, go to youtube.com/OMG Chad.
Yep.
So that'd be great. Channel.
And basically, we've been working on our Dead Workers Party Spooktacular, which starts tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Central Time, I believe. So check out the Dead Workers Party channel for that.
Yeah, nonstop Halloween adventures.
Yeah.
Starting with the Wither Halloween Adventure. I think that's actually what it's called.
It is.
The Jump Kill of Wither?
It's pretty awesome.
So exciting.
You have to watch
it
and see.
And chills and,
yeah,
and trick or treating.
Thrills. Does chills, the Wither give you treats? Kills.
I guess it gives you a star, right? That's kind of a treat.
I don't want to say anything.
I have a feeling he killed you, and it was very miserable.
No, actually, it was unique.
Don't get away.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Got a unique ending.
You must watch it to see.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right.
The Wither, I will be there.
Yeah.
The Wither Halloween
very
special.
Very spooky.
And we actually got a map from Cold Fusion Gaming that we got early, so we may do that tonight if we have time with Goo.
Yeah. And we recorded another one, too. So we pretty much recorded a whole bunch of Halloween adventure maps, scheduled them for all this week, and it's going to be spooktacular.
Is it spooktacular off the chain?
No.
I don't feel comfortable using that reference. No, I'm not into dogfights.
No, it's totally on the chain, spooktacular.
No. Man.
It's off the
this
candy
goat,
corn.
Man.
So, I think, did we hit everything there?
I think so.
Yeah.
Was there anything we missed?
We smacked it in the face.
Really?
We did.
What else do we need to smack in the face?
Maybe some news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Boop. Bravo.
I was going to see how long you'd keep doing it for. So this week, you can head on over to netflix.com/deadworkersparty and get you a free month of Netflix, which we know most of you have it. But if you don't, this is the place to get it. And if you're in a different country where they're just starting to get it here. Why not? Also this week, they had an update, 172, the update that changed the world. And I know a lot of us have been playing the screenshots and stuff all the way up to this, so it doesn't seem like it's
snapshots.
A lot.
Screenshots.
Snapshots. I've been taking pictures of the snapshots.
Right. I've been taking pictures of the game. It's been great.
And
some selfies, you know.
Lego men and move them around on the screenshots.
And then I send them to Wes on QuickShot, or what is it?
Snapshot.
Snapshot.
Snapchat.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
10 seconds or bust.
But if you go look at all the changes for 170, I mean, it's like 3 pages. It's like a bunch of crap. So
bunch of crap. The update is now known as a bunch of crap. Just so you know, bunch of crap update here, 1.72.
So you heard it here first.
Additionally, the Minecraft LPers raise an insane amount of money for charity. Would you say that it's insane? In the membrane?
Oh.
No.
Cypress Hill.
In the course of 48 hours, you guys raised $118,000 for Child's Play. Notch had a part to play in these proceedings as his legendary money hat dropped $10,000 into the pot. So he got to hang out on the actual Minecraft server.
What is so funny?
So is he now a Minecracker?
You lost it. You cracked. You Minecracked.
Because I could just see him going, hello, good. Can I get on the Minecraft server? And you go, no, go to the website.
What's so funny is he wasn't on the whitelist, right? And I had left the stream for my 2-hour nap. And I just happened to be walking by a computer, and there's all these messages, "Goo, Notch is not on the whitelist," and it's like everybody's freaking out, and I'm like, I need to sleep. So I add him to the whitelist, and then I'm like, wait, Notch is joining Minecraft? So I'm like, I'm so tired at this point because I've been awake for just a ridiculous amount of time. So I sit down and I'm like watching the stream because Notch is playing on my freaking server, right? And so I'm watching it and like, I'm thinking I should probably join because Notch is playing on my server. Yeah. But I'm too tired, so I just sit and I watch, and it's like 6 o'clock in the morning, so my wife is up, daughter's in there, they're eating breakfast, and I'm in my room giggling like an idiot, because it's just, the whole thing is just so surreal to me that Notch is, he's playing on my server now, he's mining blocks on my server. I don't know, the whole thing was just, it was a life, it was a new experience in my life, where the guy that made the game that I play so much is now playing on this thing that I started.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was.
We've got him.
Awesome.
We've got some screenshots of him getting on the Shavlands back in the day.
It's
surreal,
awful,
right? Yeah, I mean, that's the only way I can come to describe it. Surreal.
Yeah. I would describe it as off the hook,
off the chain.
I don't feel comfortable using that one anymore.
Okay. You had Izzle in this new.
Dead.
It's new.
Okay.
Off the chain, Izzle.
By the way, Notch, did you have a good time on the server there?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Good, terrific. Good. Yeah. Good, he Doc M has been mining out this big perimeter for some German thing. Who knows? Don't worry about it.
Is it a big open pit?
Yes, where villagers probably come and die.
Oh,
but
God.
Anyways, no, witches. It's for witches to spawn. Okay, just to be honest, I do know what it is for. I was being jokingly, for those that are freaking out in the chat. But anyways.
Being jokingly.
Yeah. There was a gallon of margarita drink. Anyways, Notch mined out the last block of this big perimeter. It took Doc 3 weeks to mine it out, and he was almost done. Notch mined the last block with Silk Touch, with which Seth, the great guy Seth Bling, taught Notch about Silk Touch. Notch did not know about Silk Touch.
Really?
Yeah, it was weird because Seth was like, Notch, let me tell you about Silk Touch. And I was like watching and I was like face palming at the same time, like, oh God, Seth, don't teach him about Silk Touch. He made the game. But the whole thing, it was really awesome.
I am willing
awesome.
To bet that Seth Bling knows way more about Minecraft than Notch ever would in his entire existence.
That's probably true.
Is that true, Notch?
Absolutely not.
Okay. No. All right. Well, all right.
Ooh, Seth.
No. Put your dukes up. Okay.
But yeah, the whole thing was, it was really awesome that Notch joined us. He gave a bunch of money. And, I mean, he donates to Child's Play a lot. So Notch really backs, he's supportive of the community.
Yeah.
So it's awesome.
There was one other interesting thing that happened. Generic B decided to make a promise when he was tipsy. He challenged the community to donate $1,000 in return for him blowing up his own mansion. And community member Jasky came through after the donation. Scrubzilla donated $2,000 to have the server backup restored and stop Jenny B from crying like a baby.
So give us a little insight on this, Goode.
That was an amazing part of the stream, for sure. Jenny had his own gallon of margaritas that night, and he showed up, was a little bit intoxicated, and offered to do anything for $1,000. And Jasky, I know this is family-friendly, but he's now known as Jasshole by Jenny. He donated $1,000. Jenny offered to blow up his mansion, which he'd been working on for a really long time. It's huge house, big build. Jasky, or Jasshole, donated $1,000, and the whole thing was blown up. Then, Scrubzilla donated $2,000 to roll a backup up to bring the whole thing back. So within about an hour of time, we raised $3,000 for Child's Play to blow up and restore this massive mansion.
So now, did Jasky ask for his money back?
No. We moderated Jasky in the chat and had his permission to accept the $2,000 donation. So we made sure that his money was not wasted, or he did not feel shafted, so to speak, from the whole thing. There we go.
And he was still a part of something.
Right.
Like it's a really cool thing.
It's something that's going to go down in history as a big part of, it's a Minecraft moment. And Jasshole made it happen.
Or Jassifer.
Yeah.
He's off the chain.
Jassafras?
Jassafras. Well, also, we got Lydia did an AMA at Polaris on Monday. And amongst the questions Lydia tackled, and these were some just mind-numbingly, not terrible, hard questions. These were hard hitting questions, right? Like, how do you plan to keep Minecraft exciting? And what's it like living in a foreign country? And how do you like your eggs?
That's an important one.
That's
there.
Pretty hard hitting.
This is like, I think there must have been some professional journalist in there trying to really dig deep into get some real answers for stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not
going to get a chance to submit. I missed the whole thing. I would have asked about, you know, her potty preferences or something.
Party. Like, are you going to Minecraft party or not?
Oh, party. Yeah, like party. Party. Yeah, that's what
Do
I said.
Do you like
party.
To potty? Would you like to potty with me?
Like to potty all the time.
There you go.
Potty all the time.
Nice save, Wes.
Hey, I'm here for
nice
you.
Save. Yeah.
So to find out the answers to these and other burning questions, you can visit Polaris Go and watch the 21 videos that Lydia and Polaris made.
We broke Wes.
Oh, he was broken to begin with.
I accidentally blocked dude for a second.
Oops.
There's a lot of that going around.
Things happen. Sometimes you just have to block dude.
So Mojang has turned three. It's this many years old.
I want to mention that Minecraft turned three 2 days before Mojang turned three. So suck it, Mojang. We're older than you.
Wow. That's pretty brutal. So on Monday, Notch tweeted that Mojang AB, the current version of the company. I wonder what the old one was. Was it BA? Was it, you know, was it Mojang A?
AB? Before AB?
Was it Mojang O positive? Anyway, celebrated its third birthday. Congrats to Notch and the Mojang team. Mojang. I'll even pronounce it right this time. For making the company what it is today. And how did the world-straddling colossus of a company celebrate?
Hamburgers.
With hamburgers.
It's very American, really.
Yay. And I will put a link to the Instagram picture in the show notes. God, that is the most pathetic sounding birthday. That was like, oh, your life is horrible. Anyway, so, yes. So, anyway, there you have it.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mojang and Scrolls Guide team up for a contest. So from today until Sunday, November 10th, owners of Scrolls will have the chance to enter a contest to design additional scrolls, with the winner getting their scrolls into the game. The next set of scrolls will have the theme Rebellion, and the contest is for people to design scrolls of spells and or enchantments, which will spice up the game and even introduce new mechanics if you're so inclined. So for more details, head on over to the Scrolls Guide forum, which we'll link to in the Shizzle notes.
Shizzle?
They're off the chain.
Are they?
I have a question. Is it literally Mojang? Are they Mexican?
No, they're Norwegian.
So the J is pronounced like a Y in Norway is
like Yeb.
Yeb.
Oh, okay.
It's like enchilada.
I'm learning stuff. This is a very educational podcastery.
It is. Very much so.
So lastly, what we have coming up. It's coming up in just a week. Oh, I just messed up my camera again. Damn it. We've got Minecon.
Minecon.
Woo! And on Friday night, you need to go to the Minecraft party.
If you haven't got tickets already, you're screwed.
Yep. And the Minecraft panel is going to be Sunday at 1:40.
This is new news. No one has heard this yet. 1:40 to 2:20. This year, the panels at Minecon will only be 40 minutes long, so plan accordingly.
Indeed.
And this will be in the main room?
I do not know.
Get a seat.
We are early on, we were told we would have the main room. What's it called? Is that the
main room? Works
main
for me.
Stage.
The main stage. Main stage. That's the word. Stage is the word.
Nice.
Yes. We were told that early on. I don't know. So at the minimum, we'll probably have seating for 2,500, I think, is the next smallest room from what I've been told. So at least 2,500 people will be able to attend. It's 40 minutes total. With that said, we've probably decided we're not going to do question and answering from the people that are there. We're just going to have pre-planned questions. I don't know any other way to do it with 15 people in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's our plan.
Do you want people like to email in questions or anything? Or
no. Keep that shit to
so you
no,
can email.
Absolutely not. And, keep your filthy questions off my pedal.
Yeah, we'll work it out. I don't really know.
We will work it out. I don't know why I'm singing everything tonight.
Now, in addition to the Minecraft panel, we will be doing a Minecraft podcasting panel.
I'll be there.
With more information coming later. But if nothing better, you can know it is also on Sunday, and it starts at 10:20. And will last from 10:20 to 11 o'clock. Mm. Goot is going to be on the panel. I'm going to be on the panel. Brent is going to be on the panel. OMG Chad is going to be on the panel. And some other people as of yet undetermined. So I've got some other open invitations out, but we're hopefully going to have at least four different Minecraft podcasts worth of podcasters to talk about what they do. So come and check us out. That'll be on 10:20 on Sunday.
Yes. Yeah. And on Friday, of course, the Minecraft party we will be at with all the Minecrackers, enjoying them and...
It's going to be crazy. There are a lot of YouTubers that are going to be there. We haven't announced the YouTubers that are going to be there. So, and I don't think we're going to. I think you're just going to show up and you're just going to be, because the tickets have sold at this point, so you're going to be there either way, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to show up and there's going to be Mojang employees there. There's, I mean, like Dinnerbone. There's going to be, which I just apparently announced. Shh, I keep a secret.
Yeah.
So, can you give us one? Can you give us one that no one's heard yet?
Captain Sparkles will be there, as far as I know. So there you guys. All right.
Exclusive. Tweet that out, everybody.
Don't tweet it. You understand? This is like universal. Shut the hell up.
So don't tweet it out.
I'm getting tweets already. That was like bravo. 3 seconds.
Bravo. Bellissimo.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, spoiler community.
By the way,
Dumbledore.
No, I won't.
No, never mind.
I won't do that.
Dumbledore.
Tune in Tuesday to Everett Copeland, and you'll find that one out.
Oh man.
Oh God. So, last but not least, a big happy birthday to Sasha Varel over there at the Minecraft forums. We love you.
We do.
And well, we want to hold
got
you.
Awkward.
Yeah.
And
we need you.
Okay.
So. Yeah. It was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Belated.
Yeah.
Awesome. Good guy, that guy.
Yeah.
You know how it is. When you're cool and everything. So, all right. See ya. Bye. No, really. Bye.
Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions. Listener contributions.
Swag.
Cha.
So
it's a nice little video in and of itself there.
Indeed.
So who wants to read this first one out?
I can. I will be glad to do it. The first one is from Psycho Chickens. He says, I would like to be able to easily sponsor episodes of Core Elements because what? Oh, well, okay. Because it is a great show. Will you ever add the slow show selection to the sponsor page? I don't know. I am a big fan. He is our single solitary sponsor of Core Elements, which is a fantastic show. We just released a new episode this week with Davey Reedon, who was one of the main designers of the Stanley Parable. If you want to check
demo ever, if you haven't played this, play the demo. I gotta buy it. I gotta play the full game. I've never played the full game, but the demo is one of the best demos I've ever played.
And the beautiful part of the demo is that it is nothing from the actual game itself.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Exceptional.
Yeah. So Stanley Parable is an amazing experience. It's the most meta gaming thing you will ever do in your entire life. It is amazing. It is fantastic. Davey Reedon is incredibly clever. If you go to deadworkers.com, Core Elements is under the podcast section. You can listen to an interview with him. He's amazing. His game is amazing, and Psycho Chickens is amazing for mentioning Core Elements. So
awesome.
So from Mountain Doob, That's what that is, right?
Yeah.
I think Brent and Eric should start a Let's Play series called Things We Did Without Wes, because we knew it would make him angry.
I love it.
That's the only reason why he's gray. It's just angry. Yeah.
Anger.
Angry gray.
Anger. You need to manage that anger.
I'm still mad about the Disney thing. I'm still mad about that
about
one.
About the Disney thing.
I'm going to take the next one because it's the least long.
You guys did the Disney World map, and I'm the Disney file.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the guy that's been to Disney like a dozen times. Well, and you guys are like, let's go do the Disney World map.
Well, you always get to go. We don't. So we had to play it in a game. Like, we don't even get to.
Yeah, you would have ruined it, really. You would have been all like, look at this. It's the certain thing that I know, right?
Exactly. Oh, and it doesn't work like it does in real life. This sucks. I'm angry again. I'm angry.
Yeah, because I'm such a negative person.
And like, you say that, but like, you've been playing building game with like everybody and their uncle, and we can't even get into one. I haven't even played the game yet.
Right. Yeah. We did it like six times last night without you.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And specifically, Goode said, why don't we invite Brent and Eric? And I said, screw those guys. No.
Yeah, yeah, I tried. I really did.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you.
I did.
So thanks for bringing the anger to the show, Mountain Goode. We appreciate it.
Yeah. We're going to work on the intro song for that. Actually, where do you have one? How's it go, Brent?
What are we doing here?
What
Wes
has happened?
Is angry and old, so we're going to do a show without him today. It's right. Off the chain.
So we have the intro
off
done.
The chain.
We'll work on the rest later.
I had to rewind my brain channel. To like, what is Eric
what
talking
is happening
about
right now?
Is this a building game song going on here? Is this Disney? I don't know. So... You were going to read this next one?
Yeah, I wanted to get the second one because it was really short.
Oh, you can read it again. I don't care.
No. We're moving on. From the I've already screwed it up. The Slashing Winds. This might seem weird, but I have a theory that Minecraft is on a cobblestone block. Well, really mossy cobblestone, but kind of it makes sense. The ravines everywhere prove... shut up, Wes. Stop laughing at me. I'm reading...
You're a good reader.
I'm great at this.
I think you and Eric should get together and do an Audible book.
Done. Even Nosh thinks so.
It would need to be something really short, like Go Dogs Go or something.
We broke Afro Monkey. He's over there dying.
Anyways, the moss is grass and plant life, and cracks are ravines, blah, blah, blah. So basically every time, this guy's really deep. He should, like, lay off of the stuff that's making him so deep. Every time you place cobblestone, you create a Minecraft world for midgets. You know, midgets are real people, too. Anyways, so sorry this is so long. Yeah, right, man. We've been drinking. This is hard to explain. Hope it changes your view of the cobblestone. Bye. This guy, he's deep.
Can I get some cliff notes? A little review?
Right, we need cliff notes from the slashing, whatever his name. I don't even remember his name.
The world is built on a cobblestone block.
Yep.
One giant one.
Oh. The longest one's left for you, Eric. Enjoy.
This is not a good.
This is not a good thing.
This was not a good contribution.
It was really deep, though.
Final thoughts from Notch.
Worst idea ever.
Well, right, we've got that worked out.
Okay, so I'm going to save you here, Eric, and I'm going to read this one.
All right,
look at you
from Raging Cajun. Just because I wanted to do that.
We like that guy.
Make sure
he's
we had
awesome.
That worked out. I just set up a new Mojang account and bought a new Minecraft license so I could play using my gaming name Raging Cajun. But didn't realize that because I used the name for scrolls on my old Mojang account, I couldn't use it for Minecraft on my new account. Thinking I had just wasted $26.95, I tossed a note to Mojang customer service. Within 36 hours, they migrated my Scrolls license to my new account so I could use Ragin' Cajun after all. I find it hard to imagine EA or Vivendi customer service acting so quickly and effectively to solve a problem arising from a player failing to be organized. So once again... Oh, did I forget to change that? Once again, Mojang proves why it is a superior game development company. Thanks to Anna at Mojang Customer Service. So thank you, Anna.
And we should point out that Mark IRL basically manages all those people. So he's really...
Yeah. Isn't he in charge of Mojang?
He's pretty much the guy.
He's the boss, right?
Right.
He's the boss.
If you have a problem, you should just contact Mark IRL. Yeah.
If you want the schedule for all the panels for MineCon, be sure to contact customer service and Mark. I have it from Good Word. He has it now for everyone.
Holy crap.
Okay, there's an inside joke there. Don't worry about it, people. We're moving on. It's fine.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
The other button.
Oh, are we getting out of here?
Yes.
Okay. Let me find the button.
Excavation station.
Yeah. Excavation station, where your ideas become reality.
Okay.
I'll do the first one.
Okay.
Night vision potion submitted by Josiah49. I think you should be able to make a night vision potion, which would allow you to see in the dark for a period of time. This would be useful underground when you run out of torches. Or fighting mobs at night. What do you think?
So we have a note here from Astragalia that says, yeah, so this happened. So is it already in the game? And we just don't know it because we suck?
I've never heard of night vision potions.
There is night vision potions.
Can you see underground with them with no torch?
Anything that's dark, it just makes it light.
Like everything is light. Like the same ambient light.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't play with alchemy at all. I don't do.
I'm pretty sure this guy's never played the game before.
Oh, but Josiah49, what's going on, dude?
Right. Get the game.
Yeah.
Download it.
What have you done?
Yeah.
For it? Yeah. Because if you had played the game more than say me or Eric or Brent, but maybe like Goon, you would know these things.
Right. You will never make it on Minecraft, my sir.
He's got a link to give to you about how to join.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something like that.
So the next one is submitted by Bentley Bear, and he wants a magic hat. Oh, and by the way, the Crystal Crow pointed out that this person might be playing on Xbox.
Oh.
And that is a legitimate thought process.
Sure.
Yep. And so all that mockery, just imagine that we were making fun of Eric. Is that good?
Absolutely.
He's got a monkey on his head, so it's fine.
At least it's not on your back.
So Bentley Bear wants a magic hat. He wants a craftable single-use item that would make you invincible for a very, in all caps, short period of time. Mm-hmm. Save yourself from death by falling, walk through lava, run through a bunch of creeps, etc. So we're talking about a hat. You put it on, and maybe you get 5 seconds worth of invulnerability. Five seconds.
Sure.
Do we need to go lower?
It's like the Price is Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of got potions that kind of do that for each thing, so...
It seems very silly, but sure.
Now, wait.
Like, by the time
would
you
say that hats are silly, dude with an elephant on his head? Is that what you're saying?
Well, this hat is not very magic. I can stroke it, right? But it doesn't really.
It's magic for me when you do that.
Yeah, everyone enjoy the stroking.
Oh, God, quit. You're making his hair turn gray. My thing is, like. How, like, you don't just like auto throw a hat on, like,
right?
So it's like, if you need this invulnerability, you're like, oh, let me open my inventory, where's that hat? It's over here. Nope, put it on. Yeah, I'm dead.
Right.
Glad I made the hat.
I mean, these are cool ideas, but no, it sucks. Sorry, guy.
What does Notch have to say, Eric?
He says,
worst idea ever.
That's really harsh, Notch. But you played on my server, so it's fine.
All right, next one. Buffalo. That's
Buffalo.
It. What do you think? Is that cool?
You know, they should put it on a nickel.
Yeah.
And then use it as currency to pay the villagers.
Yes.
Buffalo nickels.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going with this.
All right, Notch, Buffalo.
Or we should
that's a great idea. Let's do it.
All right, he loves Buffalo.
Or maybe we should drive this idea extinct.
Hey.
Buffalo. poop blocks.
Wait, was that a joke or?
Like, yeah, it was okay. Actually. Yeah.
All right. So the drums were appropriate.
I mean, they've added all these different trees and what stuff. why not more animals? Sure.
So tell us more about this buffalo idea.
I think we got enough of it. So let's go on to submitted by Sim_ wants some horse saddle crafting. I think that since saddles are hard to find, they should be craftable using horse leather. Horse leather would be a rare drop from horses and therefore still make saddles less easily obtained. I just say I would be fine with making saddles from cowhide, like from leather.
Cowhide from leather, eh?
Dang it. I'm so sorry. The biggest belief ever is in the dog now. Dang it. I'm so sorry. All over buffaloes.
All over the buffaloes.
At this point in time, it's important for the audio audience to know that we have taken the Google Doc and put bleep in 96 point letters in capital red impact with from good underneath it.
I'm so sorry. I've ruined everything. I'll never be invited back. Three's the charm. I've done good the last two. I didn't have gallons of margarita, though.
That's right. There you go.
Okay, so horse saddle.
Horse saddle.
Do you think we need to craft them?
No. The whole adventure. No. I'm going to get serious about. Hold on. Listen now. Uh-oh. For real. Right. It's for real.
It's coming off the chain.
It's coming off the chain.
We had the adventure update, right? And we were supposed to adventure. And that means getting off your butt and going out and looking at stuff and going out in the world, maybe dying, witches might kill you, whatever. So one of the things they did was they added stuff to the chests inside the dungeons. And one of those things is saddles, right? So get out in the world and find your saddles. Don't craft them. Don't be lazy. Adventure. That's all. Public service announcement provided by the Bleepster.
The now Bleepster. You know.
Right.
Now you do, do.
I hear knowing is half the battle.
I dig that.
But I can dig that.
With a shovel.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Don't you guys feel like that? I mean, something should be rare to dungeons, right?
Yeah.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just don't know if saddles is it.
Yeah.
No, sure. So sure.
I agree with you. That is there right now.
Yeah.
But
you know, name tags, and but I mean, you can get that stuff from fishing now too. If you really want horse saddles, go fish.
You can fish a horse saddle.
You really can. You can fish up horse saddles now.
What do you think about crafting a command block?
God knows, Seth would ruin our server.
See, there you go. Yeah. Saddles and command blocks, sacred.
Yeah, they are sacred.
So our next one was submitted by Coffinator. He says cuts of meat. Different cuts of meat, for instance, bacon, crackling, and pork belly, should be dropped by pigs, cows, sheep, zombies, and chickens when killed. However, higher quality meat should be rarer and fill the hunger bar further.
Hmm.
I kind of like the idea of there being some crappy meat you get from stuff, and then periodically you get good meat. I don't have any problem with that.
I want some way to maybe gel the crappy meat into the, like, I don't want four stacks of different meats more for each meat. So like we have 16 different meats,
right?
Kind of thing.
Oh. But you could build like a freezer where you like store your bacon and your
they come in chest now. You got adventure for the freezers.
You got to get the packed ice to like store your bacon on.
Well, what do you guys think about like low grade meat with like salmonella contamination?
Oh yeah, like there you
zombies.
Go. People get like
malaria,
breakouts,
malaria built one. Into it.
Maybe some gingivitis.
Gingivitis, that's
of,
it.
Of the ear.
We're never getting gingivitis. Ginger back.
It's a weird one. It's a weird one. It's rare.
Did you guys read this stupid buffalo thing?
What?
No. Are we rewinding?
I cussed on it.
So
you
wanted
done.
If killed, you get bones, beef, brown wool, and a record that plays "Bully Bully" by Sam and the Sham and the Sheriff.
Woolly bully. Okay, now I like it. Now I like that idea.
I ruined it all by saying one cuss word.
I know. Right.
Well, maybe we had a big mammoth that you dig out of the packed ice, and then he has the record for Woolly Bully.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so we take it back. Buffalo is a winner, right?
Yeah. Winner, winner, Buffalo dinner.
Yes.
Good one. Good one. All right.
Kind of.
So you want to get this last one submitted by Good?
I was trying to have something in the thing. After you've been on the show three times, it's hard to come up with ideas for a basic statement.
I have no, we come up with new stuff all the time. Have you ever heard of stained glass?
That was us.
That was us. That was right. Totally
you
us.
Totally, it was totally
yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. Poop blocks?
I recently took credit for that, though. And BTC takes credit for the poop blocks, by the way.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
What?
I just want you guys to know, he's probably literally Saddam Hussein. earlier when I was playing with with Brett, I suggested now that we have so many different wood colors, we should have different colored doors and fences based on those wood colors. And since now that you guys have successfully brought stained glass to the game, I think we should be able to right click on the doors with the stained glass and add that color to the door frame.
Okay.
In a little thing.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all I got. That's all I got. I'm trying really hard here.
What does Notch have to say about that, Eric?
Absolutely.
A man of one word.
Jeffrey says, ha ha, blame the Hussein.
The Hussein gang.
Yep.
Oh, and Good has a good one. So, Good. You what do you want in the game?
The one he just read?
Oh,
I thought we were still talking about cuts of meat.
Welcome, Eric Fullerton.
I was still thinking about cuts of meat.
Eric pushed the button.
I was still thinking about malaria and stuff.
Eric pushed the button.
We're moving on to sightings.
Awesome, malaria. All right.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Wow. It is. It's really freaking intense.
Wow.
Just in case you didn't know.
So.
Are we even ready to move on? I mean,
who knows?
My head hurts. I've been laughing so hard.
Well, this is the stretch. This is the end of the.
Is this it?
This is like the last big segment.
Don't we have a sponsor for this section?
MC Pro Hosting. You can use the code CHEFPODCAST to get 15% off your order there.
And all our sponsors you can find in the show notes. If you go to deadworkers.com and you can look at the show notes.
Deadworkers.com.
Join the party.
So our first video, we've got a link here, and this is to two videos. The first is called Sobriety Test, and the second one is called the Jasshole Incident. I mean, Jasky Incident. As mentioned earlier on, Generic B got a little rash during the Minecraft charity event. If you didn't get the chance to witness for yourself in the live stream, Avidia has provided these handy video evidences for you to enjoy. So, Avidia, friend of Generic B, and friend of Jasky.
That's going to stick, I think.
I think it is, too. I'm sorry, Jasky. It's good. That's good. I like it. So, yeah, those will be in the show notes.
The next, we got about a two-minute video called Hostile Mobs, and the Syndicate Project enlisted the help of the Element Animation and Rumi Official to make this brilliantly executed parody of the Pokemon TV series opening titles. So we'll link to that in the show notes.
Oh, yeah, Syndicate Project action.
Next, we have a book review, Minecraft, and this was tweeted by Aztec Consulting. If you are undecided about whether to buy Minecraft, The Unlikely Tale of Marcus Notch Person, and the game that changed everything, check out this review by Nick Kalakowowski. Really? Your name is Nick Kalakowowski? Over at /Kalakowowski. Kalakowowski.
It's like a song or a dance. Kalakowowski.
So yeah, we'll provide a link to that.
It's a cool book. It's on Amazon.
Yeah, and we'll provide a link to that in the show notes. Nick Kalakowowski.
Nick Kalakowowski.
I can't even sing it. Great song, man.
Nick Kalakowowski.
Who is it? Who's there?
Hey, come on in. Start cleaning up after Good over here.
I did not knock on the door. Who was that?
Oh, is there another person here? Yeah, I guess so. Come in.
Who's there?
I am the janitor.
Whoa!
I have come to empty your garbage can.
Oh, well, we already have a maid and...
I do not know who this is.
Oh,
it's the janitor.
This is also weird. You guys should hook up. You both clean up after people and... like messes.
I bet. For the shortest segment with no information in it, that is the most long. And
what are you talking about? No information.
Bumper.
We've got Fright Week, or what are we calling it again?
Spooktacular.
Wait, what happened to the janitor? Is he still here?
I do not know what you are talking about.
Leave us a mint and get out.
We said spooktacular and you didn't even turn up the FX.
I was still worried about the janitor's well-being. I
promise I will flush when I am done.
There you go.
Leaving a mint?
On your pillow.
On the toilet.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, spooktacular.
Spooktacular.
This
MindCon.
Starts Saturday.
MindCon.
And our channel is youtube.com/deadworkersparty.
Indeed.
Dead Workers Party. What you got coming out this week? You're going
to... I hope to have at least one video before MindCon.
Yes.
At least one, but I don't know what it's going
to
be.
Well, and you offered to put up the show on your channel this week,
right.
Too.
Oh, right. I'm going to... The Shaft is going to give me their show today, and I'm going to upload it to my channel and hope that you guys that are not familiar with The Shaft come over here and subscribe and check out Dead Workers Party.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. That's freaking awesome.
This is pretty awesome because this has been a pretty funny show.
Yeah. It has been. It's been awesome. Glad I'm here for it to stroke my trunk.
What's in
bourbon?
Your trunk?
I got bourbon. You want some bourbon?
I do want some bourbon. Pour it in here.
So be sure.
Wait, you're sick.
You want to roll
true.
That?
Yeah.
So be
roll
sure
that beautiful
to
bean footage.
Get some Goode some loving for us. We love Goode. He's always good to us. Yes. And we're gonna be at his party at the Minecraft party in on Friday. So come down and see them. And if you want to see us too, we'll be there.
If you want to play some Street Fighter, just stay at home.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
There'll be no Street Fighter at the Minecraft party.
No.
Then I hope you're at MindCon. If you're not, we're going to be doing a lot of interviews and putting them up on the channels. So be sure to check the channel out all week long. Weekend long.
Yep.
Yeah.
Forever.
If you're in Los Angeles, I'm going to be at Not Scary Farm on October 30th. I'll be walking around. And if you're going to go to the Trapped Haunted House, let me know if you got an extra spot. And then I'm going to be going down to the Danny Elfman show, seeing him perform all his Tim Burton music.
So jealous.
I know. Take
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm taking
feel
it.
Feel the it's jealousy.
Full of it.
Anyway, and then we're going to be going down to Orlando. I'm so excited. We're going to be going. All the MindCon people will be at Islands of Adventure on Saturday night.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to get a wand at Ollivander's. Nobody's as Harry Potter nerdy as me in this room.
I am right there with you, Dumbledore killed Snipe.
We're going snipe hunting later?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Will you drink some pumpkin juice with me?
I will. Good. And butterbeer and all the things.
Oh. Are you coming after a monkey?
Booger beans.
Why not?
He hates it. He hates everybody.
Oh,
he
he's going to be hungover then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, we plan on that too, actually.
Yeah, that's part of it, really.
We didn't play the calls!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, no, wait. Hold on, we have to
stop
get to play
the music.
Calls.
Stop the music.
Wow.
So we promised last week, and Goode held me to this.
Wow.
I reminded him like 6 times today.
This is
something
we've never done before. Let's rewind the show.
We're sober now. Hey!
Yeah.
This is the show, not the last 5 hours.
All right, so this is the call that starts it off right here.
Ooh, that's some strong stuff.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm hoping the burger killed
you. Do you still play calls on the show?
No.
No.
Just you.
No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Do we have other calls?
We do. Let's see.
That would be horrible if that was the only call.
Maybe this is a better one. All right, here we go.
Hey, Shaft Podcast. This is 2-4-8-10 Wii, spelt with 4 E's. I have a few questions for you guys. Number one, out of the 4 of you guys, including Spencer, which one of you have been podcasting the longest? And number 2, out of all the updates of Minecraft, which one is your favorite and why? Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
So Spencer's not here on the show, but I think we've all pretty much started around the same time.
No, I was after you guys.
Oh, yeah,
I was after
right.
you guys. You guys did the Dead Workers podcast.
Yeah.
And so I joined in World of
Wonder. On that. 2005, and then you joined us 2006, right?
Yeah.
With World of WoW, which is WoW WoW.
Yeah.
Which is World of Warcraft.
Isn't that an awesome title?
Yeah. And, yeah. And our favorite update? Mine's got to be the Halloween update. With the Nether... the pumpkins.
Yeah.
I think that was a turning point for the game, really.
Yeah.
It was like suddenly it all happened, right? I mean, I'm the same way. The Halloween update was me too. This update now is kind of almost there at the same time. I mean, these new biomes, new blocks, new trees, new everything. It's like the new Halloween update or something.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it is, at least. I don't know.
My favorite one is the next one.
No.
Politician answer.
Play the next call.
Okay.
Hey, Shaft guys, this is 2481010Wii, and I got an idea for excavation station. All right, and I was thinking this boxing gloves. Like you make like a square of leather, and you put like a piece of wool in the middle, and you could like throw them on to like an iron golem. And so that way, if he punches something, or like slaps her or whatever, it'll do less damage, but it'll knock him back like heck of far. All right, see ya.
Like heck of far.
Heck
of far. That's the best part, right?
That is great.
Heck of far.
Heck of far. I wasn't listening to them.
So boxing gloves on iron golems. What do you think?
Well, awesome. I think boxing gloves in general. I'm all for adding new like items that you could then kind of build some other games off of, and I think that's almost like a tool, right? A way to PvP without killing someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Basically trade damage for knockback.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay, you've now convinced me.
Exactly.
Whenever I heard this played earlier today, I was like, "That's stupid." But now that you've convinced me that it's not, you're not doing damage. You're doing another effect. Okay. Yeah. Great idea. Yeah.
Maybe it pulls up another meter that's a knockout meter, like the old knockout.
Okay.
Game. And so
sure.
you can knock him out.
Now we've made a new game.
Yeah. Whole new.
Mike Tyson's punch-out edition.
Adding another hit point bar. Bravo.
Yeah.
Glass Joe.
Notch, what do you think?
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
What?
Easy.
He has had too many margaritas.
Yep.
Way too many. Have you had too many margaritas, Notch?
Absolutely.
Okay. So here's the next call.
Hello, Shaftonites. This is JBJ Blaze here. I have an idea for excavation station, and it is corn that you can detassel. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. And maybe... train things that are coal powered or something like that. Anyhow, keep up the great work. Thanks for adding me as editor on the Dead Worker side, and bye bye.
Did I hear porn and tassels? That was just me, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm putting bleep in the document.
Why is that?
Why?
Oh, yeah, right?
For porn?
Yeah.
Or for tassels?
So, yeah, I don't confused. Understand. What is corn being tasseled? Or hassled?
I don't understand either.
Well, let's just say porn and tassels. That's always good things.
Right.
Yeah. Especially in a kid-friendly game.
I don't understand what the hell that
you
was.
Can back it up at whatever that thing was earlier.
Pack it on up off the chain.
Yes, back it up off the chain.
Absolutely.
On up.
Yep.
And what was the second thing you said? Coal-powered thingamajigs?
Tassled.
Tassels. Steam-powered porn.
Yeah? Okay.
We should probably move
on. I think
on.
We covered that one in its entirety. Okay, here's this one.
Hey, Shaft. It's Brick Comrade with an idea for an excavation station. I think Minecraft should have big dinosaur mobs. They'd sort of be like a mini-boss fight, and they'd only appear in certain biomes. They could drop new items. For example, a T-Rex could drop teeth for weapons. Stegosaurus could drop scales for armor. And pterodactyls could drop Wes Wilson's head. What do you guys think?
I know Wes is all about this.
The Wesadactyl.
Yep. I see where you're going there.
I love it. I love it. So dinosaur bones.
Dinosaurs. No, I mean, do you remember what it was like the first time you walked through that.
If you say like a dinosaur like cave, like we're not that old, like U.S.
No, no. I was talking about WoW. What was that crater?
Unguru
Crater.
Yep.
And when the big giant thing walked by, and all of a sudden you were like,
Yeah. I would love that, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah. There is a mod that does that.
Dinocraft? Was it Dinocraft?
Yeah. Vinny's cousin plays it. It's XJason27. Shout out to him. He plays Dinocraft or whatever the heck it's called.
Yeah.
There's a mod for that. So it should be in the game. Totally.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
This got really awkward.
Devilsaur was the guy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You totally read that from the chat, though. You're not...
No, I had to Google it real quick.
Okay.
But he drops the Venomhide.
There's also King something that was like the big, like named, you know, bordered one that runs around there.
I don't remember a king one.
Yeah, there's like a bigger, even bigger one that was an elite mob.
It's rare spawn.
Yeah, rare spawn, the gray border.
We need to stop now. We're going to play World of Warcraft.
I know, right? We're going to start resubbing.
My subscription hasn't run out till the second. We can do it.
Oh, no.
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 Blizzard gave someone my name.
Really?
Yeah, someone petitioned for Good on Boulderfist, and they gave it to him. So I'm like, my name is Good XYZ Boulder Fist now.
Wow.
And it's pretty much ruined my whole life, so.
My whole life is ruined.
Yeah, so God. It's life changing.
Man. Well, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, whole podcast about it, really.
And you know what? We're all out of calls.
Really? That was it?
We went and rewound the entire episode, got those calls in, and if you want to call and leave your awesome, sweet, delicious messages on our voicemail.
Delicious.
You can call 256-812-1010. That's it. Put it in your cell phone.
Yep.
Give us a ring. If you're a surgeon, give us a ring while you're doing some open heart surgery.
Indeed.
Why not?
King Mosh. M-O-S-H.
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember that at all. And I was trying to speak real quick. Mark IRL said we should get a mod that has all the ideas ever submitted to Excavation Station put in.
Oh, my God.
But that's called Minecraft. Game. They're already doing it. They're just slow at it. They're trying to get them all in. So keep sending them in.
I remember 2 years ago you guys talking about stained glass, and now it's here. So
yeah,
really, you've made a great game. I want to congratulate you guys for the great game that you have made.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
If you go back and listen, like on the Yogg's cast, they were asking for horses or bales of hay and all this stuff. It's like all through history, all this stuff has come true.
Why are you pimping somebody else's ideas when we're sitting here tooting our own horns?
Right. Yeah. It's why, not why the Yogg's cast.
But I think in reality,
I think everything has been suggested. So it's like things are coming.
All
to
things have been true before and will be true again.
You guys are basically Kevin Bacon.
I think we're Battlestar Galactica. I think that's where we're going here.
That would be kind of cool if people were playing like 7 degrees of, you know, Minecraft, and they're trying to get from like goo to, and they always like start using us to intersect these people. Huh?
You guys are always the intersecting point.
Well, I have 2 degrees of bacon.
Videos to intersect.
I have 2 degrees of bacon.
Really?
2 degrees of bacon.
Yeah,
and I did a show, a Core Elements episode with Roger Craig Smith, who did the voice of Ezio Del Torre and he did something with Kevin Bacon. So I have 2 degrees. I have two degrees of bacon.
Them.
Two.
And then from there, Minecraft.
So all of you have 3 degrees of bacon. You're welcome.
Thank you.
My aunt's Courtney Cox.
Everyone in the chat is like 4 degrees, right?
I have second degree burns on my gums. I think they're called gingivitis. But Kevin Bacon is there to rub them in the morning, make them feel better. So I guess that's the show. And thanks a lot again, Good.
Good. Yeah. You always bring joy, happiness, and really regrettable commentary.
Yeah, it's very sad. My laugh is horrendous, God. I apologize
in
advance.
You and me both. Nobody likes my laugh either. I feel you, man.
Yeah. Well, thanks for everyone for joining us.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010. Dead Workers Party Network. You're in good hands with The Shaft.